Okay, good morning, everybody, in Chodesh Tov, we're up to Mizmor Kuf Lamidala, the last of the Shirei Hamalos of the 15. It sort of picks up on the theme that we were discussing 2 days ago of Teda Barecha Varecha V'yoneh Asbi Alachem, that Yerushalayim is not just the center of Torah study in the world, from which Torah study radiates out to the world, Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah Udvar Naim Yerushalayim. But as we talked about it, Evyoneh Asbi Alachem, it's also the center of chesed in the world, and it projects the message of Evyoneh, the poor ones that will be sustained with bread. And we'll have a return to that theme in this very brief mizmor. Actually, at the conclusion of the mizmor, we have the pasuk, Yivarecha Naim Yitzion, Nosei Shemayim Va'aretz, that it's the source of bracha the world over. But in particular, that bracha seems to be triggered by the fealty and the fidelity of certain really rarefied individuals. So the Radak speaks about people like David HaMelech himself, as he's described in the first parak of the Gemara in Masech de Brachos, Aira HaShachar, Ura HaNevel, Ura HaChinor, of David HaMelech not allowing himself to sleep, which we talked about a little bit earlier as well in the week, in his desire to build the Beit HaMikdash, but on a nightly basis, the Beit HaMikdash aside, David HaMelech getting up to daven and to learn, to connect with God in the still quiet hours of the night when that relationship can be best sustained. So there's a whole group of people, the Radak refers to them as HaChasidim VeHaChachamim, that are Kamim Mitasam Balayla, and they go to the Beis Hashem. The Mitzvah David thinks that it's actually the Beis HaMikdash, but it could really just be a Mikdash Ma'at, the Shul, to connect to God. Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'omdim Beis Hashem Balelos. And the image is of one of totally committed and devoted Avdei Hashem, people whose self-understanding is as servants of God, and therefore they're willing to push themselves by day and by night in a very arduous way, but way that they don't feel as burdensome, but is objectively rigorous in the service of God. Hinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ha'omdim Beis Hashem Balelos. And their schedule is the greatest indicator of that commitment. Siuyadechem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. Again, the David thinks that we're talking about Nisiyas Kapayim, perhaps, or Radaka notes that as well. But it could also just be a reference to tefillah, regular davening, that they should lift up their arms to God in tefillah. Again, here you have another image of Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Hashem Yichamocha, that they're involved even in a physical sense in their tefillah. So Yudeichem Kodesh Uvarchu Es Hashem. And then, as we mentioned at the beginning, that this will then stimulate the bracha to come from Tzion and through Tzion. Yivarechacha Hashem Yitzion. And this consciousness, this ongoing consciousness of Tzion as the focal point, as the center of God's interaction with the world, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa Tamid, Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireishis Hashana Ve'Rach Rishana, is in some sense true of the entire land of Israel, Nachlas Hashem, but in particular, most intensively, of Yerushalayim, Po Yishev Ki Yivisiha, this is the place that God chose, Ki Vachar Hashem Mitzion, that this is Hashem's choice. Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham. So he's most intensively present there. And so Torah radiates out from there. Chesed radiates out from there. And Bracha, blessing, radiates out from there to the entire world. No matter where the Jew is geographically, there's a recognition and appreciation of the centrality of Tzion. Wishing everybody a Chodesh Tov.